Dark Wreath Publishing presents the Illinois State Collegiate Compendium, Academic Lectures in Business and Economics. Autumn Semester 2009, this is Business Finance, FIL 240, Section 7. Lecture 25, delivered on December 3, 2009. The title of this lecture is Review for Final Exam.
Today, review for final exam. This exam is a straight hardball pitch down the center of the plate. I'm not giving you anything crazy new. You see problems like the problems you have seen before. I don't have any new learning objectives to achieve. So what you see on this exam is what you have seen from me before, as far as the way I ask questions, even the structure of questions is the same. I'm not particularly creative at this level. Maybe when you get to a higher level course, I'll be a little more creative. But my goal here is to have you achieve objectives so that I can send you out there to the next class and into the business world ready to do things the way we like to have them done. On this exam, there will be 25 multiple choice questions. Now, this is based on a 200 point, but of course it's a percentage, so it'll add up to 200 points. 25 multiple choice questions at 3 points each. Then there will be 10 matching worth 2 points each. You will then have 6 workout problems worth a total of 75 points. Obviously, there will be multiple parts to this, at least some of the questions. So it would have different point values on different components.
How many total points?
Total points is 200, but it's, of course, it'll be a percentage of that your score would be. 6 problems are 75 points total. And then the last is 5 essays, short essays, just like I've done before. 5. Now I'm going to give you 6, and you choose 5 to do. And that's worth a total of 30 points, 6 points each. And those, again, it's 5 essays. You choose 5 of the 6 that I give you. You have to tell me which ones to grade. If you answer all of them and don't mark the ones to grade, then I just grade the first 5. But otherwise, if you just don't answer one, I won't mark it. I won't deal with it. Otherwise, if you just want to circle the ones that you want me to grade, don't circle 3 of the 6 and say, just make sure that you give me an indication of what, a clear indication of what you want me to grade on that. Now let me go back through. The multiple choice section of the final exam, nothing that is particularly wildly at odds with the way I've asked multiple choice questions before. I expect you to be able to answer essential fundamental kinds of idea problems in there, be able to sort out bullshit from correct answers for me. You look at the multiple choice questions I've asked up to this point on the 2 exams. That gives you a very good idea. Some of the questions will be the same question, especially if it's something that you did not do well on the first time you got the chance to answer it. I might ask that same question again, or a very close variation on it. In other cases, I would ask a question that's almost identical if it's a core learning objective. I am aiming at getting all of the learning objectives out. Now, there was a little bit of new material after the last exam, and that would be reflected in those multiple choice questions. Working capital management policy would be the subject of a couple of multiple choice questions. Nothing beyond that. I didn't go into the subject in any detail. And obviously, you had an excellent lecture, but you were confused by a lecture that came before that was not up to my standards. it was okay. But you are responsible for my version, okay? Not the other version of it. Let me go through here. Now, matching. I'll put it, a lot of them, a formula and a name, and you match the formula to the name of the formula. So I might put D1 over K minus G. Oh, well, that's the price of a stock. That's the price of a stock. R sub F plus beta sub S times the quantity R sub M minus R sub F. Oh, well, that's cap M. I might also do something like $990. Well, you look around. Oh, well, that's would be the only thing that matches. That is a bond at discount to par. So you would make that match. That kind of question in the matching. Now, by the way, before I proceed here, the final exam, I tilt towards your strength. And the intermediate exams, I tilt towards the weakness. I know very well that people are going to suck on essay questions in general, as most of you did. You didn't do so well. And that's why that's put down, suppressed in the final. It's not your greatest strength. I still want you to show me you can do it on the final. I'll get to that in a little bit. But because most of you do better, somewhat better on the multiple choice, you do considerably good on the matching. And you also do pretty darn well on the quant. That's where I put the focus. Yeah, go ahead.
You mean essay or
short answers? Short answers are the essays, I mean, I'm talking about. I consider that's the closest I want to get to essays at this level. Essay questions, you would get more of that if you were in a higher level course with me. But here, essay is a short answer. And again, I'm going to cover that again in a minute here. Let me get down to the workout problems, your quantitative problems. You will have three narratives on the web Saturday night. And you should pay attention to those. Don't ignore them. Okay, really, seriously. Okay, now, as far as the problems go, I will ask you about sales, operating income, volatility, effective financial leverage on volatility. I did that on the first exam. I will ask it again. You will see a narrative about it on my website, okay? You will see it again. And so that means that you should be able to get coefficients of variation, calculate them, be able to handle the different, that kind of scenario analysis. You will calculate ratios from financial statements. That will be another problem. And again, there will be a narrative about that on the web. You will calculate financial ratios. Go ahead.
The narratives, are they going to be exactly like the ones on the test?
Exactly. Yeah. There might be a little more flesh on the test. Remember how I did it with the marginal cost of capital problem. Yeah.
Can we use a note card on the test too?
4x6.
4x6.
Can we get two sentence questions? No, noob. You will use one. By this time, you should have compressed it down. Keep asking. I'll say 5x3. You'll be writing in micro print. I admire you for pushing it, though. Okay, and also, you will have a marginal cost of capital question, doing the weighted average cost of capital, break points, and all that. You will not have to do a graph of ISO versus MCC. You will not have to do that. And one of the reasons, that would be bait for me to be taking off points because you draw lines like a slob. And I don't want to have that kind of that distraction. I'm trying to test you on core knowledge, not on what a picky ass I am about neatness. Okay, now, that'll be a narrative that you'll have available for you. Now, let's get on to other things. You'll have three other problems. Among them, you'll be calculating bond and stock prices, yield on a bond. That's really not hard stuff. It's not hard at all. The calculators nowadays make it so that it would be hard for me to make a problem. You know, well, I could, but it wouldn't be a realistic problem. My goal here is to have you understand how, show me that you understand how to calculate a bond price. Remember that I anticipate that you will use semi-annual coupons on it. Okay, so make sure that you do it just like I did it on the exam, on exam two. And stock prices, those are pretty easy, perpetuities and all that kind of stuff. I will also ask you about present and future values of lump sums and annuities. It could be regular and or annuity due. Now, one thing that I do get pretty well is that with respect to present values, calculating a mortgage payment accurately is a clear indication that you know how to handle the present value of a level annuity, right? Because a mortgage payment is a level annuity. Essentially, mortgage payments are almost like a bond, a special kind of bond. But so essentially, in that problem, I could have you calculate a present value, future value of an annuity due, present value of an annuity due, and also, I just drew a blank there, and or a mortgage payment, okay? You've done all of this before. There's no new material. There's no new ground to probe. Don't get creative. You're business majors. We're not creative. We leave that to the marketing people. Oh, that's right. I do have some marketing people in here. Okay. Now, one, and also last, I will have you calculate internal rate of return and net present values. Now, in this context, at some point, I will have you apply the capital asset pricing model. As some extraordinarily difficult exercise, but just so that you can show me that you can complete a problem where you have cash flow that you have to evaluate, and you know not just how to evaluate it, but you also know how to get a discount rate so you can evaluate it. So I would give you the risk-free rate, the expected return on the market, and the beta. Okay, and you would have to then from there get your IRR and your NPV. And this is not anything particularly larger than what you did on exam two, other than the fact that I will have you get the discount rate to use for the cash flows from CAPM. That would be the only extraordinary thing, but that's right in the core objectives, is to have you know how to use the capital asset pricing model as a tool, just a crucial tool, but it's a background tool. It's a tool to an end. Now, moving on to the essays. As I have shown you in the exams up to this point, just give me the answers. Say what you have to say and be on your way to the next problem. And give it to me straight. Don't try to beat around the bush. If I'm asking a question in an essay, that does not mean you answer with a formula. You answer me with an understanding, okay? So when I give you these essay questions, first of all, understand that if you are thinking I have to write a lot, you don't understand what I'm looking for. Remember on that first exam, I said, I asked a question about the structure of an interest rate. You needed to tell me that the structure, an interest rate comprises a risk-free rate, an expected inflation premium, and a maturity premium, an illiquidity premium, and a default premium. Okay, you just need to tell me that. If I ask you about optimal capital structure, don't go five times around the barn to get to the outhouse and find yourself in the cornfield. You tell me that the way the optimal capital structure is the combination of debt and equity that makes the weighted average cost of capital at its minimum. That kind of thing. You don't have to be perfect in your language. Don't misspell words and don't use fragmented sentences. That's what the losers do in business these days. And the big dogs see it, and they know they're losers. Answer me in a complete sentence. Just say it and get going and go somewhere else. You have a 1 hour and 50 minutes for this exam. I've done this exam myself. My rule is I should be able to do an exam in half the time of a student. That's just normally my rule. So if it's a really baby class, it's a third of the time. But a more robust class like this, half the time, and that's, I can get this, my own test done in about 40 minutes, so you'll be fine. You'll be fine on the time, and just make sure that you have, your best study guide is those exams and the quizzes that I've given you, and of course, going back through the podcast and reliving the joys that were this class. Now, here's another thing. Saturday, late afternoon, maybe early evening, I'm going to go be over at the Bone for a while. I don't know where and exactly the time. I'll put it up on the web tomorrow or Saturday morning. But I'm going to just sit over there wondering where you are, if you're well-fed, if you're happy, if you're warm. I'll sit there all alone wondering why none of you are coming over there to sit with me and ask me questions. What that means is I'll be sitting over there for an hour or two. Like I said, I'll give you the details where I'll be sitting and how long and what time I'll start up over there. You can come over, ask me questions. If there's something that's still unclear in your mind, you come over there and you sit down and we'll sit around and visit for a while and relive the pleasures of this class together. Okay? Now, it's your turn. It's incumbent upon you. If you have questions, ask me now. Go ahead.
Is there any possibility we could get the information put up Saturday night?
It will be Saturday night is when the narratives will be up. Originally, I said Sunday, but I mean the one of the finals is on Monday. That's not going to give any. That's too much of a. That's too short a leash. So they'll be up Saturday night. They will be up after I've been hanging out at the Bone for a while, because I don't want you dragging those over here, over there, and saying how do I do these, any of that. Okay. So that'll be your last chance at the Bone to visit with me before the exam. Okay. What else do you have to ask me? Anything at all? Yeah.
Do you recommend annuities with uneven cash flows?
Only to the extent that an annuity with an uneven cash flow is just calculating a net present value. That essentially, anything where there is an unlevel cash flow forward in time, you can call that some kind of an annuity. And I just say, well, what's the value of it now? I might give you an NPV problem where, well, we have the initial investment is $3 million, and the investment will pay $1 million in the first year, $1.5 million in the second year, and $500,000 in the third year. And also at the end of the third year, there'll be a scrap value of $100,000 on the equipment. And then I'll give you CAPM information about this project and say, is this a go or a no-go kind of deal? Sort of a little more on the realistic side, just kind of approaching a more realistic perspective.
You say the Bone thing one more time?
I'll just be over there Saturday. It'll be late afternoon, early evening, and I'll just be hanging out there. I don't know where or at exactly what time. I'll put it up on the web tomorrow night. Or Saturday morning, when and where I'll be there. I'm going to find some place that's comfortable and not cold and just sit there, someplace close to some food that I can grab. Just be there if anyone wants to come over and ask a question or two. You know, if you're asking about really deep details, that's a little bit scary. But if you're trying to clean up stuff, just clarify, get something straight in your mind, absolutely. Come over there and ask me. That's why I'm there. I'm not there for my health. Well, I am there for my health because I look so damn good. It's nice to have people see me, but other than that, yeah.
If we email you after this class,
we want
to know our grade.
Look, I'm gonna blaze these. I grade quickly. I'll have to go back and audit these much more carefully than I do. Oh, you're great before the file. Send me an email, but don't send it to me now. Give me about a day, okay? Because right now I'm going through and auditing all the scores to make absolutely sure I've got everything correct. And if you give me about a day, I can tell you where you are in the course. Sure. Yeah, just like I said, about a day or so, and I'll be able to give you a straight up on what I've got right now for you. Yeah, because I just went through this morning my scores, and I noticed that there were some that were blank, and it was because of a few makeups, and there were a couple where I couldn't match a name to a score. So I've got to go through and make absolutely sure I got everything squared in there first. What else? You got any questions for me at all here? Okay, now look. Don't get a big head. I've enjoyed you guys. You guys are loose and cool. Some of the classes, everyone's scared to death of me. At least you haven't had quite that much fear of me. So I expect to see you again in one of my classes one of these days where we'll have this fun again. Okay. That's all I have for you today and for this semester. I thank you.